With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Iran has dismissed calls from Western countries to refrain from taking action against Israel as concerns grow about a possible imminent attack on Israel.
Iran has promised to retaliate following the killing of Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas political leader in Tehran, 2 weeks ago. Both Iran and Hamas blame Israel for this assassination. There are concerns here in Lebanon that Hezbollah, the powerful militia backed by Iran, could also be planning a wide-scale attack on Israel in response to the assassination of a senior Hezbollah commander here in Beirut. So real concerns that an escalation of hostilities could lead to a wider regional conflict.
BBC correspondent Hugo Bachiga reporting from Beirut, Lebanon. Missouri voters will decide whether to enshrine abortion in their state's constitution in November.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to guarantee a right to abortion with a constitutional amendment that would reverse the state's near total ban on the procedure. The Secretary of State's office has certified that an initiative petition received more than enough signatures from registered voters to qualify for the general election. It will need approval from a majority of voters to become enshrined in the state constitution. The Show Me State will join at least a half dozen other states voting on abortion rights during the presidential election. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces have checked an effort by Kyiv's troops to expand a stunning week-long incursion into Russia's Kursk region. A Ukrainian foreign ministry official said Tuesday that Kyiv has no intention of occupying Russian territory in the operation that has been shrouded in secrecy. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 408 points. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are calling India out.
Persecution of Christians in that country is getting worse, and 300 American clergy and ministry leaders have sent a letter to the State Department urging that it designate India as a country of particular concern. The signatories represent a wide range of denominations and organizations, including several Indian Christian ministries in this country. Persecution spiked with the election of Hindu nationalist lawmakers a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's parliament has adopted an amendment that bans discussions of homosexuality and non-traditional sexual choices in the country's public schools. Despite political differences in the Bulgarian parliament, nearly 70% of lawmakers voted in favor of the amendment. Similar pro-family legislation has been passed in a number of other countries in the region, including Hungary, Bosnia, Moldova, and Turkey. This is SRN News. Ford and Mazda are warning owners of more than 475,000 older vehicles not to drive them. They have dangerous Takata airbag inflators that have not been replaced.
The warning applies to more than 374,000 Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles from the 2004 through 2014 model years and nearly 83,000 Mazdas from 03 through 2015. The inflators can explode with too much force in a crash, shooting fragments that can severely injure or kill people. All were recalled previously, but repairs have not been completed. The government says the inflators are to blame for 27 fatalities in the U.S. Rich Thomason reporting.
Starbucks says that CEO Laxman Narasimhan is stepping down after little more than a year in the job. The Seattle coffee giant on Tuesday named Brian Nicole the chairman of CEO as Starbucks chairman. This is SRN.